Yeah, got a funnel. Got a funnel. Perhaps, let's see if we get a tornado here. Just a well-developed funnel.
Roger.
As storm clouds begin to explode in the spring and summer skies, an army of underground ham radio operators starts suiting up for what could be a long and harrowing night. They grab their gauges, train their eyes skyward, and wait for signs of severe weather. Unlike storm chasers who live off the adrenaline of pursuit, storm spotters have to be much more patient.
Most of us are pretty calm about it because we know what to expect. A lot of it is just waiting for something to get in our area and then for people to start observing something happening. So there's not drama, there's more or less anticipation.
Skip Voros is the founder of the Milwaukee Area Skywarn Association. He's been assisting the National Weather Service with his reports for over 20 years. For him, storm spotting is a labor of love.
It's a passion. You know, it provides a great deal of personal satisfaction. It serves the community. At the same time, myself and others can educate the community on how to mitigate severe weather response. I mean, anybody can look at a tornado and funnel, but do they know what to look at before it happens?
According to Voros, that's when the training pays off. When the atmosphere is ripe for severe weather, Voros scans the horizon for cloud features that indicate high winds will be approaching or that a funnel cloud is about to form. At first sight of a budding tornado, Voros gets on his radio and identifies himself by his call letters. A sample report would go something like this.
At 2 p.m. Milwaukee Central Standard Time, Milwaukee County, I'm in the city of West Dallas looking southwest. I am observing a funnel cloud developing. It appears to be moving toward the northeast. This is WD9HAS, back to net control. And then they would acknowledge my report and then pass it on to the Weather Service.
Even with the advent of more sophisticated weather technologies, storm spotters are more valuable than ever. Doppler radar, for instance, is not able to confirm an actual twister. It can only detect the potential for a tornado. In light of this season's batch of deadly tornadoes in northern Illinois, veteran ham radio operator Paul Kastner says the role of the spotter cannot be overemphasized. When it comes to saving lives, every second counts.
That's what makes it more important that you have spotters out there, because they can give that early warning so that people can take shelter and be protected.
While these reports can be heard on most police scanners, Kastner says an inexpensive weather radio will also provide advanced warning. By the time the siren goes off, he laments, it's already too late. Kastner has been sending in his storm observations to the National Weather Service since high school. Nearly four decades later, as a warrant officer for the U.S. Army Reserves, he's witnessed the practical uses of ham radio firsthand. When other forms of information technology have failed, ham radio always manages to weather the storm.
We've seen this in 9/11. We've seen it in many disasters where the cell phone system, the landline system goes down for telephones, and ham radio operators actually have the only means of communication. So it has become a very reliable source for the National Weather Service to use ham radio operators as spotters.
Skip Voros agrees. If a local hospital loses its communication system, these shortwave radio operators will be out on the field providing backup data.
Ham radio never goes down. If all else fails, there's always hams there.
And whenever severe weather is in the forecast, we can take comfort knowing this committed corps of unpaid spotters will be out on the front lines working round the clock to keep us informed.
It's probably one of the better kept secrets in the severe weather response community. You know, there's a lot of hard work put in. They volunteer a lot of hours for training. They spend their own money to buy this equipment so they can transmit their reports. So you might say they're unsung heroes, but they get a personal satisfaction in serving the community and protecting their neighborhood with these reports.
If you're wondering whether you've got what it takes to be a storm spotter, Voros says there's always room for new recruits. Free trainings are held in every Wisconsin county throughout the month of May. You can also complete the program online. For more information, you'll find links to your local chapters at skywarn.org. Katherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.